checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Serena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a piece of fun and song. Just see the difference Serena makes and beat it right along.
Howdy there, and how are all our good friends and neighbors of Checkerboard Time? Ready to listen to another transcribed program of your favorite songs and music? Well, it's coming your way right now, as it does three times every week, with the best wishes of your own friendly Purina dealer, the man to see when you want advice or information about cows, hogs, or poultry. This is Chick Martin reminding you to see the difference Purina makes, and reminding you, too, to give a listen to some strictly high-class music from our Checkerboard 4 and Checkerboard Band. Say, Jimmy, there's something I want to ask you about this first number.
Well, what's that, Chick?
Is Darby's Ram any relation to Mary's Little Lamb?
Well, not that I know of, but you figure that out for yourself as we sing it. Old Darby lived across the creek, and when he told a tale, every minnow in that creek got bigger than Jonah's whale.
Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Before they cut him down. Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Before they cut him down.
Now this old ram, he had a horn that reached up to the moon. A man climbed up in January and never got back till June.
Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Before they cut him down. Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Oh, wasn't he a biggin' boy? Before they cut him down.
Well, I'm still not sure whether Darby's Ram was related to Mary's Lamb, but it's a good song anyway, and much blithe. And here's Nancy Lou with another of those sweet old songs of hers. What's it going to be, honey?
I'd like to sing Cielito Lindo.
And we'd like to hear it. Go right ahead. Sweet and pretty as that could be, Nancy Lou. I know all your friends enjoyed it. And now let's hear a few mighty important words from our checkerboard reporter.
Thank you.
there you are, folks. Teddy Gilmore's banjo solo. That grand old minstrel tune waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Now, how about your cackle specialty for today, Cackle Sisters?
Well,
I don't know it, but if you say so, it must be good. On Mexico's beautiful shore. We'll buy that one just as it stands, Cackle Sisters. Just wrap it up and we'll take it along. Now I've asked the boys to help me sing Passing By. You liked it because that's my favorite song. Say, neighbors, I wonder if you realized this before. There's a definite relationship between the size of your pullets and the number and size of the eggs they lay. That's right. And any number of well-known authorities will agree to that. In general, big, well-developed pullets lay more eggs and bigger eggs than small pullets. Now, how does that fit into your poultry needs and the Purina plan? Well, just this way. You bought chicks with good breeding behind them. Now, it's more important than ever to see that your pullets get plenty of properly balanced and blended growing feeds. Feeds that are specially built to give you full, complete development in your birds so they'll be big and well-matured in time for the heavy fall and winter laying schedule when egg prices are high. Now, you old friends of mine know what kind of feeds I'm referring to? That's right. Nothing else but Purina Groena and Purina Growing Chow. Groena, if you want a complete growing feed. Growing Chow to be fed along with your own homegrown grain. So choose the plan that fits your particular needs. Either will give excellent results. Both are economical. It takes only 16 pounds of Groena to carry a bird through the growing season until it's ready to lay. just 7 pounds of growing chow fed along with your own grain. Ask for these feeds by name at your friendly Purina dealers in the familiar checkerboard bag. Well, a few minutes ago, we were waiting for the Robert E. Lee, but somehow or other, the gang must have missed the boat, because here they are sailing away on the Henry Clay.
Down where the cane and the cotton and growing, down where the old Mississippi is flowing, good times sure are waiting for me. That's where I am longing to be. The sleeves are dressed in their best, all the folk congregating. Down on the levee you'll find them awaiting, waiting for their old Henry Clay to be sailing away down the bay. Sailing away, sailing away, sailing in the moonlight on the Henry Clay. Just hear that barber shop quartet harmonizing, while that coon band is improvising, gliding along, dancing till the break of day. Up on that upper deck, to see old darkies boom, hug and kiss beneath the tricksy moon. Oh boy, oceans of joy when you're sailing on the Henry Clay.
Oh, what a steamboat
sailing on the Henry Clay.
And that means that we'll have to be sailing on our way until checkerboard time rolls around again. But we'll all be back your way soon with another program of your favorite songs and music. Until then, this is Chick Martin saying so long, good friends and neighbors, and remember to see the difference Purina makes. And here's that local announcer of yours once again with some more friendly advice.